on our last broadcast, we began the message about a marriage in a mess. And we looked at the prophet Hosea and how his marriage was in a mess. And we saw four reasons why Hosea's marriage was in a mess. But why are so many marriages today in a mess? You'll find out today as we take a look in the book.
Bread of life sent down from glory.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church, 4215 North Greenview Drive in beautiful Irving, Texas. The pastor is the dynamic Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will be bringing a series of messages from the Book of Romans. Now get close to your radio and listen as Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. of Bible Way Community Baptist Church in Irving takes a look in the book. You are
the living. Like the children of Israel has been unfaithful to me, I want to illustrate that. I want to get the folks' attention by having you to marry somebody who's unfaithful, that they can understand how it happens when one is unfaithful. Listen. And so that's exactly what he did. He went and married somebody that was unfaithful in order to get the people's attention. Most of the time when God starts using object lessons, it's because the folks has closed their ears. See, sometimes we done heard the Bible over and over and over and over. And so since we can't get it no more with our ear, God has to put on a motion picture before our faces. And that's what God did here with Hosea. But can't you imagine when Hosea was getting ready to get married, went and told his mama and daddy? How do you think his mama and daddy must have reacted when Hosea come home? Can't you imagine Hosea coming home and said, "Mama, daddy, got good news. Getting ready to get married." "Oh, so you finally finna break the jump the broom, Hosea?" Yes, sir, daddy. I'm finna break jump the broom." "Well, who is the girl?" I bet I know. It's Deborah, that little pretty thing down there at the church house." "No, it ain't none of Deborah, daddy." I know who it is. It was Barbara. I saw you talking to Barbara last week there at the church." "No, it ain't none of Barbara, daddy. It's not Deborah. It's not Barbara. Oh, it's Sue. It's Sue. I should have known. Sue is the prettiest thing there at the church." "No, it ain't none of Sue, daddy." "Well, who is it then, Jose?" "It's Gomer." "Uh-uh. No. Wait a minute. Gomer who? Not Dilemma, a child. I know it's not that prostitute. I know it's not that loose one. Tell me it's not the woman that's out there on that street." "No, daddy, that's the one." "Boy, what? Yeah, have you lost your mind? Marrying Gomer? Don't you realize that she's a prostitute? Every man in town done been with Gomer. Why you marrying Gomer? God, don't be lying on God. God didn't tell you to do nothing like that." Can't you imagine how Hosea friends must, particularly his preacher friends, his preacher friends, Jose passing out invitation to his preacher friend, "I want y'all to come to the wedding. Who you finna marry?" "I'm finna marry Gomer." "Oh no, you can't marry Gomer." "Yes, I'm gonna marry." "No, not Gomer." Can the preacher friends going to the Bible on him now? The Bible says that a priest can't marry a woman that's not a virgin, and she's a long way from being a virgin. The Bible, and can't you imagine the folks down at the church, when they found out, them folks down at the church started gossiping, folks started talking, folks started looking at Hosea all kind of crazy and stuff. Because when you start sometimes trying to do what God done told you to do, sometimes folks will look at you crazy. And nobody really wanted to believe Hosea that God had told them to go and marry this prostitute. And Hosea, he went on and married old Gomer. And next thing you know, he's in a mess. Why was Hosea's marriage in a mess? Well, he obeyed God, but she didn't obey God. See, Hosea obeyed God, and he was living for God. But she wasn't interested in obeying God and living for God. And as a result, Hosea found himself in a mess. You know, a lot of times, folks, when they look at this story, they say that when Hosea saw this woman, he saw her, man, she was so good looking, she was just a nice, bad mamma jamma when he saw her. And so he immediately went in and took her, because he was happy to get married. And he had a good-looking wife. And see, men are moved by what they see. And so I done heard a lot of preachers, when they preach this passage here, they talk about how Gomer had this long, pretty hair. And they talk about her eyes, and they talk about her lips, and they talk about her chest and all of that. But that's not what this Bible is really saying. The Bible don't say that Hosea took her because she was a bad mamma jamma. You know, if the truth be told, not all prostitutes look good anyway. Hello, somebody. If the truth be told, just as many ladies out there that look good, there's an equal number out there that don't look good. Yes, you do have some prostitutes that's got that long, pretty hair. Oh, yeah, that hang down their back. But you got some prostitutes that ain't got no hair at all. Or they got hair like somebody done played in it all night long. Or it looked like buckwheat or something. It is true. You got some prostitutes out there that's got some nice, pretty eyes. They call them, you got them Betty Davis eyes, got them magic eyes. But you got some prostitute out there that's got some cock eyes and cross eyes. Oh, yeah. You got some prostitutes out there that's got a nice chest on them. Like Solomon said, they're like twin towers here. But then you got some prostitutes out there that ain't got no chest at all. See, you got some prostitutes out there that's got a nice figure. They 36, 24, 36. But then you got some out there that's 55, 55, 55. Oh, yeah. You got some that look just like Beyonce and Britney Spears. But then you got some that look like Ugly Betty. So if the truth be told, you got some that look good, but you got some that look bad. Could it be that Hosea didn't marry her because how well she looked, but Hosea married her because God said? So whether she looked like Ugly Betty or whether she looked like Beyonce, God done said, and whatever God say, that's what I'm going to do. So that's closer to the text. But because he obeyed God, he found himself in a mess. Another reason he had found himself in a mess, he had married down rather than marrying up. See, when you marry, you want to marry somebody that has the same standard that you have, or somebody who even have a higher standard than what you have. That way they can pull you on up. But if you marry somebody who's got a lower standard, then you are asking for trouble. And see, this was the thing about Jose. He had married somebody whose standard was lower than his standard. He had married somebody who had a bad reputation. And that's why his marriage was in a mess. I don't know about you, but if God would have told me, I want you to go and marry Goma, I would have asked God, wait a minute. God, why in the world I got to marry somebody named Goma? I mean, that don't even sound feminine. As a matter of fact, when I checked out this name here, I found out that Noah had a grandson, not a daughter, a grandson named Goma. In other words, this is a man's name, Goma. As a matter of fact, I'm going to prove it to you this morning. When you think about Gomer, what come to your mind? See there, see there, see there. Marry somebody that you start thinking about Gomer Pyle. Now, how you going to feel when you say, have you met my wife? No, I hadn't met your wife. What's your wife's name? Gomer. I would have probably asked God, God, you don't have no Barbaras? What about Elizabeth? What about Mary or Martha or somebody? I would have been concerned when God said, go and get Goma. But could it be that Jose went on and got Goma because Goma's name means complete? And don't you want to marry somebody to complete you? Hello, somebody. Somebody to be your helpmate, somebody to compliment you. And so no doubt, Jose is thinking that I'm going to marry somebody to really that's going to help me out, that's going to complete me. But Jose really married somebody that started taking away from him rather than added to him. He found himself in a mess because he had married down. He found himself in a mess because he had married somebody with a bad spirit. Now, you think about this. The Bible says that Gomer was a woman of whoredom. In other words, she was a prostitute. You know, sometimes you can marry somebody that's got a bad spirit. And Gomer had a bad spirit. What was her spirit? She had a spirit of adultery. She couldn't keep men out of her bed because she had a spirit of adultery. Even when she said, I'm not going to do it no more. When you got a bad spirit, you continue to keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it until you get rid of that spirit. And so he had married somebody who had a bad spirit. And then he married somebody who didn't want to change. Just even in the names of the baby, you can tell they was already having marriage problems. This name, Jezreel, means in yet a little while. In other words, it's showing you that Jose's patience is running out. Ain't gonna take much more of this. And then, lo rahama, and have no more pity. I'm not gonna keep forgiving you. Then, lo am I, not my baby. He's basically warning her, but she ain't getting it. And they end up in divorce court. Look, he done got the children involved. Look at chapter 2, verse 1. Say ye unto your brethren, am my, and to your sister, Rosh Hamah. plead with your mother. Plead, for she is not my wife, neither am I her husband. Let her therefore put away her whoredom out of her sight and her idolatries from between her breath. Notice Hosea's telling the children, y'all go talk to your mama. Go talk to your mama and tell your mama to stop all that foolishness. Tell her to stop all of this running around. Tell her to stop all this committing adultery, because my wife ain't supposed to act like that. Tell her to stop. But she didn't want to change until they eventually ended up in divorce court, and Hosea done took everything. All because somebody didn't want to change, Hosea is finding himself now in a mess. Why are marriages today in a mess? Could it be that marriages are in a mess because somebody obey God, but your mate don't want to obey God? That's how it starts a lot of time. When a marriage descends into a mess, it's all because somebody ain't going by the Bible. Somebody is not practicing the Bible. Either the man ain't practicing the Bible, or the wife ain't practicing the Bible, or both of them ain't practicing the Bible. But somebody is not practicing the Bible. Somebody is not obeying God. See, a lot of times folks get married in order to obey God. They don't want to fornicate. So in order to keep from fornicating, they get married. They don't want to shack up because they know the Bible preaches against that. And so they go ahead and they obey God and they get married. But because somebody else don't want to live for God, they find themselves in a mess. Not only that, sometimes you're in a mess because you're married down. You know that this person value system is lower than your value system, but you think that that person is going to change. But because they don't change, you find yourself in a mess. See, you don't drink, but you marry somebody who do drink. You don't smoke, but you marry somebody who do smoke. You don't use drugs, but you marry somebody who do use drugs. You don't go out and run around and cheat, but you marry somebody that do run around and go out and cheat, and you find yourself in a mess because you lowered your standard. You marry down rather than marry up. And sometimes you find yourself in a mess because you just picked the wrong person. You picked a person who got a evil spirit or a bad spirit. In other words, you pick somebody who got some bad habits. But you say, I didn't see that when we was dating. That was the problem. You didn't really get into courtship. You just got into dating. And there's a big difference between courting and dating. See, when you are courting, you bring out the jury. When you are courting, you bring out the judge. When you're courting, you let the pastor check this person out. You let the preacher check this person out. You let mama and daddy check this person out. You let aunties and uncles check this person out. You get the jury. You got 12 folks in your life that God normally worked through. You hear what they got to say, these spiritual leaders in your life. Because the Bible says there is safety in the multitude of counselors. But when you dating, you're on your own. It's just you and this person, and y'all just go on a trip. Yeah, you just go tripping every weekend. You just go touring the Metroplex. So this Friday, you go to Arlington, and you go to Six Flags and you have a lot of fun over there. But next weekend you go to Fort Worth. Then next weekend you go to Denton. Then next weekend you go to North Dallas. Then next weekend you go to South Dallas and Fair Park. Then the next weekend you go to the east side or the west side. And so you just go around and around and around. You just going on a trip. And then once you get married, you see that this person got a bad attitude. They just tripping, tripping, tripping. See, you were just dating. You didn't spend no time. See, when you go to the movies, you're watching a movie for 2 hours, but y'all ain't even talking. And your talk is not communicating. All you're doing is saying, ha, 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 did you see that? So when you get married and y'all sit down to discuss things, you don't know how to discuss things. Because when you was dating, y'all never talked. Y'all just went on trips. Y'all just went to events. And so you done married somebody you didn't even know. You done married somebody that's got a lazy spirit. You didn't know that when you was dating. You married somebody that's got an envy spirit. You married somebody that's got a jealous spirit. You married somebody that's got a hateful spirit. You married somebody that's got a proud spirit, because you really didn't know who you was married, because you was just tripping. Now your marriage is in a mess. And you're headed for divorce court. Why you headed for divorce court? Because somebody won't change. Oh, yeah. Now you try to get the preacher involved. But he don't want to listen to the preacher. See, now you call the jury out. Now you go and have Uncle Bubba to talk to him. Aunt Mary to talk to him. Mama to talk to him. Daddy talk to him. Sister talk to him. Even the children, you try to get them to talk to him. Don't want to listen to nobody. You're headed for divorce court. Your marriage is in a mess. But even though your marriage can be in a mess, and mama can't help him, daddy can't help him, sister can't help him, brother can't help him, nobody in your jury can help him, there is one person that can still help him, and that's the Lord Almighty. See, God specialized in taking a mess and working a miracle. Oh yes, look here right in the text. Turn to chapter 3. Look here what the Bible says. Verse 1. Then said the Lord unto me, go ye love a woman, beloved of her friends, yet an adulteress, according to the love of the Lord, towards the children of Israel, who look to other gods and love flagons of wine. So I bought her to me for 15 pieces of silver, and for a homer of barley, and a half homer of barley. Look here. God now is commanding Hosea. He says, I want you to go get her back, but this time I want you to go and love her. Ha! Notice the text. There's a big difference. Chapter 1, verse 2. He says, go take unto thee a wife or home. Just go and take her. But this time God says, I want you to go and love her. Oh, there's a big difference, church, between taking somebody in marriage and loving somebody in marriage. See, too many people just done hooked up in the marriage. They just done took them a husband or done took them a wife, and they ain't happy. They in a mess because they didn't go and love their mate. There's a big difference when you just go and take your husband or take your wife. Selfish on the phone.
If you would like a copy of the message that you've just heard in its entirety, call the church office now at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or write to Bible Way Community Baptist Church, 4215 North Greenview Drive in Irving, Texas, 75062. You're also invited to worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 a.m. at Bible Way Community Baptist Church in Irving. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.